A TV legend has died. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Someone who wasn't on screen. Norman Lear was a writer and producer who created legendary sitcoms like Sanford and Son, The Jeffersons, and All in the Family.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played.
Norman Lear won numerous Emmys and other awards. He died at the age of 101. Time magazine has just named its Person of the Year.
It's me.
Yes, Taylor Swift, it is you. After quite a year featuring a big tour, a box office-topping concert film, and a much-talked-about relationship with football star Travis Kelce. Four Republicans running for president will debate tonight, but once again, former President Trump will be a no-show after a town hall on Fox last night in Iowa before the first contest there next month.
From the enthusiasm in the polls, we're going to win by a lot more than we won even the last two times.
And what he said to Sean Hannity is under a lot of scrutiny. When asked if he would abuse power or seek retribution against his critics, the former president said no.
Except for day one, meaning I want to close the board. And I want to drill.
That's not retribution.
Now, President Biden at a fundraiser in Boston told Democratic donors if former President Trump wasn't running, he might not have run for re-election, as he keeps warning another Trump term is a danger to democracy. Israel keeps bombarding southern Gaza, going after Hamas leaders, displacing more Palestinians. Many already had fled their homes in the north.
James Elder from UNICEF believes so-called safe zones aren't worth the name.
These are tiny patches of barren land, or they're street corners. There's sidewalks. There is no water, no facilities, no shelter.
Israel insists it's doing all it can to limit humanitarian suffering.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Six people are dead in Texas after police say a man now in custody went on a shooting spree first in San Antonio, then in Austin, where two officers were also wounded. America's listening to Fox News.
Hey, you're up next.
Ugh, my throat hurts so bad. There's no way I can sing tonight.
Here, try these.
Vicks VapoCool Drops.
Yeah, Vicks VapoCool Drops has maximum strength menthol with a rush of Vicks vapors.
Ooh, I can already feel it.
I told you. So, you ready?
I'm ready.
Please welcome to the stage.
Vaporize sore throat pain fast with Vicks VapoCool Drops.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What's up?
I'm tired of feeling so bloated.
That used to be me. Then I got this.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion. A probiotic, right?
Yeah, it works naturally with your gut to help soothe occasional bloating and gas. Plus, it has vitamin B12 to aid digestion by helping convert food to cellular energy. Two benefits, one capsule.
Align Bloating Relief plus Food Digestion from the number one doctor-recommended probiotic brand. Learn more at AlignProbiotics.com.
House Republicans have more evidence as they investigate if President Biden had any ties to his son's business dealings, which he denies. Fox News Digital reports two IRS whistleblowers allege there are messages then Vice President Biden sent to a key Hunter business partner using an email alias account. This is the House moves closer to formalizing an impeachment inquiry.
Investigations by Republican-led committees into the business ties of President Biden are at an inflection point, House Speaker Mike Johnson says.
The White House is stonewalling that investigation.
Johnson says a floor vote authorizing an inquiry would put lawmakers at the apex of constitutional authority if subpoenas are challenged.
This vote is not a vote to impeach President Biden. This is a vote to continue the inquiry of impeachment, and that's a necessary constitutional step.
A vote is likely next week in which Republicans can lose just a handful of GOP members to approve an investigation that Democrats dismiss is a political stunt. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A vote has formally ended the actor's strike in Hollywood that lasted about 4 months.
The approval of the three-year contract from the members of the Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Artists, was no certainty, and some prominent members voiced opposition to the deal. However, it was approved 78% to 21%. Turnout was 38%. Some key components of the deal include AI guardrails as well as a 7% increase in general wages with future increases over the next 3 years.
That's Fox's Ted Lindner. 2 days before we get the jobs report for November and a new unemployment rate, ADP released its figures for private company hiring last month. They were less than expected, 103,000 new jobs, and it revised October hiring lower. On Wall Street, stock futures are rising before the opening bell this hour. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. The Paxton Police Department arresting a man from Woodland for sex crimes against children. 39-year-old Kyle Condon arrested Saturday as part of an active investigation. He was communicating with a minor age 15 or younger and arranged to meet. After traveling to the town Saturday, he was arrested by Paxton officials. A colonel for the Illinois National Guard from Champaign recognized with the Legion of Merit. Colonel Jason Osberg awarded the prestigious military medal. According to a Monday release, he retired from the Army earlier in the year after serving more than 33 years. Toledo's Christmas Saturday, December 9th, has at least a dozen stops with open houses at downtown businesses, shopping opportunities at the town hall. Unity Cross Country has a one-mile fun run at Eastside Park at 9:30, then a 5K at 10 a.m. Pictures with a winter backdrop at Arbor Rose, 1 to 3 at St. Pat's Parish Hall. Toledo's Historical Society has an open house across the post office and pictures with Santa, 1 to 4. Enjoy. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
All right, my friends, ESPN 93.5. If you want a free copier assessment for your copier and printing needs, call Greg Wolf at Watts Copy Systems, where service is more than a promise. Watts Copy Systems. It's our meteorologist, Greg Solier, and I think you said that things are getting such where it's going to be outside quite a bit late in this week, my friend.
Milder conditions. Wow. Windy, though, right, Greg?
Yes, right. Yeah, so hold on to the ladder good and tight if you're going to be up there or getting the star plugged into the barn, the electric Santa Claus, Rudolph, and the whole gang if you haven't been able to get out there today and more so tomorrow, as well as Friday, your days to get that stuff complete. It'll still stay mild in the front part of the weekend, but as opposed to any December snows, a fair amount of rain coming our way. So some additional subsoil recharge, as well as a drought easing across the area. We do see signs of getting into a little more of the northerly branch of the jet stream, and there may be some chillier days ahead, and maybe a little, at least a little bit of the white stuff in the air, either Sunday or at some point in the early part of next week. But nothing major whatsoever on the maps and charts. 34 degrees over at Willard and Savoy. Rantoul, 35 over at Danville. 34 Bloomington, Normal. Beginning to see some breaks in the overcast. It's still lined up west of 55 and closer to the Illinois River, but we'll get into a little peak or two or sun here for the next 2 or 3 hours, and then a partly sunny late morning and afternoon. Temperatures pretty much seasonal, right around or a hair above the 40-degree mark, and the breeze and the wind much lighter today compared to what's coming down the pike here in the next couple of days. 34 tonight, sun-filled, 54 tomorrow, better than 10 above average on a healthy southwest wind with 40s tomorrow night. Could tickle 60 in some spots here on a wind-blown Friday, maybe a quick shower early and late, then widespread complete coverage, meaning everyone will get into the rain Friday night, Saturday night as well, maybe close to an inch in some spots with a high up to 56 on Saturday. Little rain snow mix Sunday morning, a sprinkle in the afternoon, the high up to 41, 43 on Monday, upper 30s, and maybe a couple of snowflakes in the air. Nothing more for Tuesday and Wednesday of next week. For Steve J. Broadcasting, Abby Dorchus, Greg Solia.
All right, yeah. We are all buzzing about the Fighting Illini and their incredible win last night. Who is Marcus Damask? What? Wow, Marcus had 33.6 rebounds. The kid was unstoppable.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, definitely we can build off it. You know, that's a really good team from last year that returned pretty much everybody. So, you know, I think this just kind of showed where we're at as a team. But, you know, we're a mature team. You know, we got older guys. So we're not satisfied with one win. You know, we got a lot of games we want to win. So I guess this just kind of shows where we can go, but this isn't where we want to be.
Yeah, I mean, just a mature. Remember I told Brad Underwood 3-4 weeks ago whenever he was on?
Mm-hmm.
I said, why would we ever get an 18-year-old again? Oh, we want to build a pro. No. And he kind of, I heard him a little bit chuckling at my cartoonish question. Listen, go to the book and get all the Marcus Damascus you can find.
Yeah.
And just do that every year, because if you get a freshman, he'll probably leave if you yell at him. He's not starting enough. He should be in the league, and you're not using him right. All that,
right,
that goes with the freshman that's supposed to be the man.
Right, and the muscular and the development and the experience.
23-year-old men. Wow. It's just different.
I know.
We love you, 18-year-olds, but you just did, yeah. But Terrence Shannon, how good moms and dads, boys and girls, brothers and sisters, this is proving to be a very good move for Terrence Shannon. Would not have been drafted last year.
Right.
Somewhere in Europe. Mm-hmm. Probably making pretty good money. But now you've got to think Terrence Shannon is a first-round NBA draft pick. He's awesome.
Yeah, I learned that they were a pretty tough team. Both the Florida Atlantic and the Rutgers In both games, they both went on runs, and we stayed poised. We calmed the storm, and we got it. We got within each other, and we just talked it out. And we got back in the lead, or we came back, or kept the lead and held the lead, like against Rutgers. But yeah, man, we're a pretty solid team, and we're gonna be really good. But today is just another step forward. And another step into March.
All right, so be honest. When we started at Rutgers, Madison Square Garden against a Final Four team at Tennessee, how many of you would have been okay at 1-2? And how many of you really would have been thrilled to get 2 out of 3? Yeah.
Right.
Now let's go for the trifecta.
Let's do this.
Let's go get the trifecta because
let's go.
At Tennessee now, it would be going crazy in Knoxville. I mean, this is a home game of a very good team that was ranked as high as 7 this year, but ran into buzzsaws against Kansas and Purdue.
Right.
So, I mean, again, I don't know. I just know.
I think they're 17 now.
Right, but they were 7.
Right.
So as my son Christian said, I'm not sure about the other team, but I feel pretty good about mine. Brad Underwood after the game.
Well, obviously those two were pretty special tonight. Heck of a college basketball game. That was terrific. It's not very often that you shoot 63% and feel like you need all of that to win.
But they were layups. They were 8-footers. I mean, we shoot high. I like what we did, the matchups. Nobody could guard Marcus. He was too big, and the point guard couldn't stop him.
And I said this, Dusty's team is as connected as any team I've seen. I think there is the best passing team in college basketball, the best team I've seen, and which makes what we did tonight even better from my standpoint, because that's a team that's 100-plus practices last year, 40 games, Final Four, an offseason, and now this year back together. And that's so rare in today's world. And for our group to fight them, it's one of the reasons I was very excited about this game. Obviously, the cause of, and Jimmy V is the main reason. But for a basketball team, there was a lot of growth. And every game takes on its own identity. The one we played Saturday was completely different than this one. And it was nice to be able to adjust and make the adjustments we need. So all in all, nice win and ecstatic to get on a plane and get ready for Tennessee.
Yeah, all right. Fighting Illini 7-1 and very impressive in front of a national audience last night in the number one broadcast team, including Jay Billis. Well, we got a local guy that's pretty darn good.
Speaking of impressive.
Dave Ehlers has been selected for the Hall of Fame in Illinois as a coach. Dave, what?
Yeah, I'm very fortunate.
Explain to me how this happens. That's awesome.
Well, I was nominated by my people I coach with, Carrie Redeker. She's one of the few people in the Hall of Fame, the Illinois Basketball College's Hall of Fame, that's both in as a player and as a coach, both. And so she nominated me for this career coach category that they have, and received a letter about a week ago, and then it was made public on Monday. The IBCA, Illinois Basketball Coaches Association, announced that on Monday. So very fortunate, whatever. There's some going in with some great local people. Joe Tomlinson and Kent Brown are going in also.
Nice. Wow. Dave, that is fantastic. We're so happy for you, proud of you. You've been coaching a long time. You've just been a good guy around sports your whole life. I mean, we go back to childhood. How many games did we play at Granny Park? Remember the softball?
Oh, every day, wasn't it?
Every day we played in the summer. It was like Sandlot, and we were out there every day. It was like, and remember we called the Lowrys, and if they answered the phone, we had 6 players. It was
right.
It was a big phone call because they the Lowrys.
Right.
We had 5-on-5, 6-on-6. You were the pitcher most of the time.
We had a lot of fun out there.
We really did. And here you are headed to the Hall of Fame. Well, it's just a tremendous honor. And I know that you deflect and say about the kids and other coaches and things like that, Dave, but you are very well, very deserving as a human and as a guy dedicated to so many local sports and youth sports and high school sports and
to
college.
Me, mainly
and
he, the listen, women. You're coaching Park, a lot of
well,
the
Parkland,
girls.
Parkland, you were huge.
Yeah.
Unity. I mean, very deserving, Mr. Ehlers.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We're happy for you. And
I know there's so many great players, but did you coach Elise Knutson?
Yes, I did.
Man.
She's only the second leading scorer in college basketball now, next to Caitlin Clark. That's
women's
all.
Next to at Milliken.
I mean, she's averaging like 28. Mm. And I think Caitlin Clark's like 30 or something. She's on tonight. I think Caitlin Clark's on TV tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Dave, good work. We appreciate it, and congratulations.
Thanks again for the call. I appreciate it.
You betcha. Right. Dave Ellers, good guy. Really good guy.
Illinois Basketball Association with the Coaches Hall of Fame. Dave Ellers in Tolono.
We used to play softball every day at Granny. We called it Granny Park. There's a bunch of houses there in Philo, and it's across from St. Thomas.
Uh-huh.
It's just an open lot.
Yeah.
And
well, the Lowry's are right there. Two doors down from the church, right?
No, Lowry's are way down the street. But, you know, the way down is like three.
Maybe it's a different
three
Lowry.
Streets. This is Brian Lowry's family.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's Brian and Sean, Terry, Denny. We'd get four or five of them.
Uh-huh.
And they'd come down, they fill, because we only had like 10 or 12.
Well,
so like
the Bulgers were right there, the Canes.
We just had a big group that played softball. But it was in the day when we all weren't working. And Johnny hit 44 home runs that summer.
Wow.
He's like Hank Aaron. But we
who's
had
pitching?
Well, Dave Ellers.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if Dave was on my team. We kind of split up teams.
Okay.
But it was like you toss it lightly. It wasn't it was easy, and you just had to be able to hit it far enough to get it over the fence, and Johnny could do that.
Nice.
Anyway, 8:16, we complete the circle on sports as we were talking about the tremendous victory for the Fighting Illini last night.
Mm-hmm. 98-89 was the final. Number 20, Illinois, taking down number 11, Florida Atlantic. Next up will be Tennessee at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Will that be a factor?
I don't know. I mean, they just wake up and play. You go to breakfast at 7 a.m. I don't know. Again, they're not 18. And you're saying, you're making two. No, I'm not. You check a coach and say, would you rather have a 22 to 24-year-old or an 18-year-old?
Mm-hmm.
It's 100%. I'll take the 22 to 24-year-old. I mean, it depends unless they're LeBron James or mm-hmm. something. But you're talking about maturity. I've been there, done that. But Marcus Damask never played in Madison Square Garden. He's not been in a game on national television like that. And he just showed up. And he, you know, can this be like an elevation to his game? Sometimes there's a click, and all of a sudden, you're a different player. If he's anywhere near and scores 15 points a game consistently, that's just huge. Because Terrence Shannon,
right?
Wow, he's Ile Dosunmu quick. It's unbelievable. He was wonderful last night.
So Marcus and Terrence, 33 points each. I mean, really coming out, especially with 25 in the second half for Marcus. So go Illini. Again, next up, Tennessee. Illinois women against Northern Kentucky at 6 o'clock tonight. And it's Orange Crush Foundation night, if you're looking forward to heading on out for that. Also up for another award with the American College Coaches Association Northern Illinois Region, Raina Terry, Illinois volleyball player that's recently being honored. In Big Ten basketball last night, Wisconsin over Michigan, 70-57.
Hold on. Wisconsin at Michigan State, wasn't it?
Oh, wow.
I think it's Michigan State.
Mm.
I think they beat him up at East Lansing. That was shocking.
Ouch. And then Indiana over Michigan, 78-75.
But for Wisconsin, who beat Marquette, and now has beat Michigan State in their gym.
Right.
And take notice.
Exactly. And then we've got a win against Rutgers over the weekend as far as Big Ten action. So we're 1-0.
Maybe you need to start your thinking toward as I transition to Busey.
Okay.
Busey is standing by to, maybe you're thinking, I can't, it's too late. No, never too late to have a plan for your money. And couples that tackle money problems can kind of find their relationship is more open, better. Mm-hmm. You need to really get hold of whatever you're dealing with. And so many of us are dealing with credit cards that are really hard to, you know, get over the hump because of the interest rates have gone way up, if you haven't noticed. Anyway, Busey's standing by. They've been around with professionals for a long, long, long time. Kurt Anderson runs the wealth management division, and they're terrific at what they do. So they're happy to set up an appointment, say, hey, what's the plan? Maybe you're just getting started. Maybe you're at a milestone, kind of an anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever your situation, starting out, celebrating a big anniversary, Busey can help you kind of tailor to what you're looking for. Personal mortgage, business, cash management, wealth management. Visit Busey.com. Stop by one of their many convenient locations today. Busey, for over 150 years, member FDIC. 820 Fox Business now.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a sign job creation slowed in November. Payroll processing company ADP is reporting softer hiring. Just 103,000 new jobs were created by private employers last month. Leisure and hospitality hiring, which has been steadily increasing, declined by 7,000 jobs in the month. Also, the trade deficit climbed 5.1% in October to $64.3 billion. That's a sign Americans in October were buying more important things. Also, workers were getting more done in the summer quarter. Labor productivity came in at a 5.2% annual pace. Volkswagen is planning to slash administrative costs, though it's planning cuts through partial and early retirement as opposed to layoffs. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosola, invested in you.
Kudlow and Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Download the Kudlow Show podcast every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com. Kudlow covers the latest headlines and business trends with an emphasis on the financial impact facing households and businesses across the country. Listen to interviews with key business newsmakers. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter, whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
We are happy to meet Claire Clark, Senior Communications Manager, visitindy.com. Well, Claire, good morning. Welcome to the show and congratulations on your new role at Visit Indy.
Good morning. Thank you. I'm just about a month in and I am so excited.
Well, you sound excited. You sound excited. You're from Zionsville?
Born and raised in Zionsville, went to Ball State, and came back to Indianapolis to call it my home.
I wonder if you know the Hurtubise family. Jacob Hurtubise went to Zionsville.
I do, yeah. His older brother was in my grade.
Oh, Alec is awesome. You know, Jacob just married my daughter Saturday.
Oh, no way. What a small world. That is amazing.
Well, now Claire Clark, one of my favorite people. So now we're Zionsville's gorgeous area. I love Zionsville. It's beautiful.
Yeah, we have a beautiful Main Street, and family still lives there, so I get back there often.
Well, I mean, it's like
not too far.
You're walking around Zionsville, you're going, I think I'm in a Hallmark movie, man. Right. This is like gorgeous area, just a beautiful, lots of great coffee shops and stuff like that. No, I really like that's a weird deal. How about Claire Clark knowing the Hurtubise family? Come on, man.
Yep.
That's crazy. Anyway, good having you on. So now your task is to tell me why I need to come to Indy, because I know Indianapolis is a great, great, great town. So you got ice skating. Is that the first time it's in downtown Indy?
So we've had ice skating available, you know, at the state fairgrounds and other areas around the central Indiana community, but we now have ice skating in the heart of the city at the Bicentennial Unity Plaza, which, if you're not familiar for that, it is adjacent to Gainbridge Fieldhouse, home of the Indiana Pacers. This ice skating rink is magnificent and beautiful. It is open air. You can ice skate right next to the stadium and see fans going in and out of games or concerts. And it just feels like you're in a winter wonderland or a snow globe right in the heart of Indy.
And you just walk up, Claire, and rent your skates and things like that, put your shoes in a locker.
You can do walk-ups. They do encourage tickets in advance. Mm. You can book a 90-minute session at certain times, but it's very affordable for any given weeknight or weekday. It ranges from $15 to $18, and that includes your admission and your skate for 90 minutes. Okay. So I think that's a great bang for your buck.
Well, you got something from Yelp in the top 10. It's a holiday market. What is that?
Yes, the Athenaeum, which is a German-American landmark right in the MacApp Cultural District downtown, is hosting its second Kris Kringle March in their beer garden. This is an event that has 12 local vendor huts that are decorated. You can enjoy classic German beverages or holiday food, and you can just shop locally. So we have a lot of our local merchants from around the Indianapolis and central Indiana area coming in with little tchotchkes, great decorative items, ornaments, things that would just really make your loved one happy this holiday season. So they, we're ranked in the top 10 for only their second year of business.
That's pretty good.
I've been in Europe for the Christmas markets and things like that. I actually got goosebumps when you were describing this. I've got to be a part of it. That sounds so wonderful.
It takes you back.
Uh-huh.
It does feel like you're stepping into, you know, a different world a little bit. And their beer garden, if you haven't been there at the Athenaeum, it kind of just feels like you're in this little oasis and you can overlook the city skyline, and they have, you know, lights hanging and olive trees decorated, and they even have a stage back there. So a lot of their programming involves bringing in different bands that will play holiday music, and it's just a great environment.
All right. You've got pop-up bars, places to eat. What's that about?
Yeah, so, you know, downtown we have over 300 restaurants in our downtown district. During the holiday season, a lot of those bars or restaurants will create a little pop-up area where you can feel like you're stepping into a snow globe, and it's all decorated, and they have fun festive cocktails. Some of my favorites include Hotel Tango, which is a local distillery here in the Fountain Square area, and they have a great connection to veterans, and so they do a specific salute to Santa, and that is their bar that they have during the holiday season that's popped up kind of in the back of their headquartered distillery and bar in Fountain Square. And you can also, you know, celebrate the troops while you enjoy a festive holiday cocktail.
Nice.
Amazing small world about the Herdebees family, but also John Paddock really lit it up for us Illinois football, and he came from Ball State. And, of course, we know Dave Letterman came from Ball State. So all kind of famous.
Exactly.
And now they're going to say Claire Clark comes from Ball State.
Yes.
Wow. That's awesome.
We'll see. I got a long way to go on that front, but I definitely love my time at Ball State, and I'm happy to be among some of those, you know, alumnus you mentioned.
Well, of course, I want to hit some of the things that the kids can do over the holiday season as you visit Indy.com and learn more.
Yeah, our website, visitindy.com, has a host of listings and attractions. We have over 50 major attractions in our city. One of those is the world's largest, you heard me right, the world's largest Children's Museum.
Mm.
So they are hosting their first ever winter fair, which is a winter wonderland for children. It's also, you know, we've heard that adults really enjoy it as well. Not only will it wear out the kids, it also provides them with some hands-on educational opportunities and crafts. But during the holiday season, you can visit with Santa. You can slide down a 40-foot indoor slide, among other things. And this event is going through the holiday season. It will be open through mid-February. So if you're not able to get down to Indy this December, this is an event that goes on for a couple months.
And the zoo, too.
Of course, celebrating its 55th year. It's one of our oldest and most treasured holiday events in the city. Our zoo is amazing. The footprint of the zoo, you know, especially during the holiday season when it's decked out head to toe in Christmas lights, you're able to see some of those winter animals and visit with the different attractions there at the zoo. But specifically, if you're not looking to come down with your family, they also hold extended hours on Friday and Saturday evening. So it is a great opportunity as a young or older couple, or even just to grab your girlfriends and come down to the city and enjoy, you know, the mild winter weather that we've had this December so far.
Nice. Claire, you did wonderful. Well done. Claire Clark, Senior Communications Manager. Go to visitindy.com, get details on all of these events. Good work, kiddo. We'll be looking forward to your next visit next month.
Thank you so much. Happy to be on and looking forward to bringing you all the monthly happenings to the station.
You got a lot going on. Thanks, Claire. Appreciate it. Good meeting you.
You as well.
All right, Claire Clark from visitindy.com. Visitindy.com. All right, ESPN 93.5. The news coming up. Got more Brad Underwood to play for you. Stand by. When you make the right decision, it feels good, like picking the perfect accent rug or choosing a good night's sleep over an all-night crime show binge. It feels really good to make the right insurance decision, too. That's why State Farm agent Kurt Lenschow is right here in Champaign-Urbana to help you select the right protection at the right price. Kurt will make sure you understand your State Farm coverages so you'll know what to expect if the unexpected happens. Just call him when you want the real deal. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Campaign trail comments from President Biden, who told Big Bucks donors in Boston, if Trump wasn't running, I'm not sure I'd be running. We cannot let him win. Donald Trump in an Iowa town hall doesn't think Biden will make it to re-election. And then with Fox's Sean Hannity.
You are promising America tonight. You would never abuse power as retribution against anybody.
Except for day one.
Except for
he's going crazy. Except for day one.
Meaning?
I want to close the border and I want to drill.
That's not real.
Tonight, Trump's four GOP challengers at the final primary debate. Another mass shooting in Texas. Six dead, three wounded at separate scenes from San Antonio to Austin. The suspect in his 30s charged with capital murder. Legendary TV producer Norman Lear, creator of All in the Family, has died at age 101. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. Illinois is paying tribute to the state veterans, fallen heroes, and their families. The governor joined by active duty military members, veterans, and Gold Star families at the Abraham Lincoln Presidential Library and Museum for the Gold Star Treating Lighting Ceremony in Springfield. He joined the families in decorating and lighting a tree as a symbol of gratitude and remembrance. At Urbana, Christmas tradition almost here, ready to brighten your holiday. People living on Candlestick Lane celebrating 60 years of bright lights and big displays. You can find them along Grant Place near East Eastern Drive. Some of the decorations are even homemade, and there's a special ceremony that kicks everything off. Illinois Solar for All was named as one of five grand prize winners of the U.S. Department of Energy's American Made Sunny Awards. It is the Illinois Power Agency's income-eligible solar program. Five teams selected by DOE's National Community Solar Partnership to receive a grand prize for their community solar projects or programs. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible that you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
Short-term market fluctuations can be unnerving for everyone. A proven way to tune out the noise and focus on long-term investment goals is to adhere to a well-constructed investment plan. This is Eric Bolin with Provident Financial Group. If you don't have a plan in place, we can help create one designed specifically for you. Call us today for a complimentary consultation. Contact us at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Obviously one of my favorite people, Karen Pritchard. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good, Steve. How are you doing? Karen, how's the family?
Well, everybody's good. We just had Grace's wedding on Saturday, and so...
Oh my gosh. And well, congratulations, father of the bride mother of the bride, my old eighth grader.
Well, you remember Janet in eighth grade, don't you?
I sure do. Of course I do.
And she was very, very smart and very talented as a track runner at St. Matthew's, too, as I recall.
Very smart, very lovely, just great kid. And I was at your wedding, so there we go.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Well, it was coming up on 39, 40, if you count the year I spent on her mom's couch. But anyway, yeah, it's been a minute. Karen, you sound like you're 30, okay? So
what,
I mean,
well, I have a face for radio.
No,
so
you
thanks,
do
thanks
not.
Thanks so much for inviting me.
A beautiful woman, Karen Janet, 8th grade teacher, so I always love you. So you're with Daily Bread Soup Kitchen. This is a project you've done for a long time, helping people. You have just been an angel helping people, and it's kind of you to be on today to talk about your knapsack project. What is this?
Okay, so for the longest time we did backpacks, and then came COVID, and we had to pivot, and so we're doing knapsacks. The great thing about knapsacks is we have green knapsacks for men and red knapsacks for women and colorful knapsacks for children. The week before Christmas, our guests don't even know when we're going to pull out these knapsacks. It's a big, big, big Christmas surprise. They are filled with bags of toiletries, all the things that people need. You and I need them. We're low on toothpaste, individual little packs of Kleenex, chapsticks, razors, snack foods, a warm, warm pair of gloves for women, a warm hat, a scarf. We are low on gloves and socks for women. Mm. We are low on warm gloves, and I don't mean those little, you know, $1 pair of gloves you get that are cute if you're driving your car around town. But so many of our guests are walking around town, and they're waiting for the bus, and they're at the bus station. And so warm gloves are low in our supply for men, and warm hats. We're looking for people to, when you're out shopping, I'm talking to your listeners right now, when you're out and about doing your Christmas shopping today, drop in at one of the stores and pick up some warm gloves for men or for women, a warm stocking cap for men, some nice socks for women, cough drops, packages of wipes, as I said, toothpaste, Kleenex, chapstick, razors, and then drop by our place. 116 North First Street is where Daily Bread Soup Kitchen is located. It's so easy to just pull in the back to the back door through the alley, leave your car right there, ring the bell, and a volunteer would be happy to take your donations 7 days a week from 9 to 12 every day.
You said toothpaste. You have brushes, toothbrushes?
We have tons of toothbrushes, but we're getting low on toothpaste.
Okay. Gotcha. Well, you're just going in down the aisle and just grab some stuff, and you never know the life you'll help. You never know things like that, Karen, about, you know, the domino effect and how just, my gosh, your feet and your hands get cold and your head. I mean, just, there's a very
it's
basic
cold
case.
Out there.
It's very cold.
It's absolutely cold out there. And you know what? So many of our guests, for their whole lives, they've been getting hand-me-downs. So we are just so thrilled to give them something that's new. We even leave the tags on everything so that they know they're getting a new warm hat, a new pair of gloves, a new scarf, as well as all these toiletries that people go through very quickly. So, you know, to your listeners out there as they're driving around, just remember how good it makes you feel for Christmas when you're giving to somebody else. And you are giving me time to talk to them directly. So, Steve and Diane, I thank you so very much.
Well, Karen, those who aren't familiar with Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, talk about your mission, how people can get involved in support, end-of-the-year giving, or volunteering throughout the year.
Well, we are serving meals at 116 North First Street 7 days a week. We open our doors at 10:30. We serve a good, hot, nutritious meal from 10:30 to 12:30. And then all of our guests leave with a sack lunch. For so many of our guests, that will be their a snack later, or it might be their dinner. We are serving 400 meals a day.
Wow.
Yeah. 400 meals a day. And why is this? Well, COVID came. People's hours were cut. Their
paychecks were cut. We have people who are homeless, yes, but the vast majority of our guests are people who have jobs. They're just trying to stretch their dollars as far as they possibly can. So this opportunity to have a good, nutritious meal is really helpful for so many people here in Champaign County. Hey, did you know that you could take a bus from Danville to Champaign every day? I didn't know this.
I didn't either.
But in visiting with a few of our guests, they're coming over from Danville every day because they said our food is so good.
Mm.
How do you love that?
Oh, that's awesome. Is there a website at all or anything I can find more information?
Yes. Dailybreadsoupkitchen.com. You can see our whole story. The wonderful woman who started this effort in Champaign, Urbana, just passed away this past year. Her name was Ellen McDowell. She was 99 years old, and she was the spirit of this place. And so in her memory and in honor of the people who are our fellow citizens in Champaign County, that's where we are every day, 7 days a week, serving a good meal to people who are hungry.
Karen Pritchard, faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. I think you're just exemplifying the love of Christ right here. When you're loving, you're giving people dignity and respect. And it's wonderful what you've done. You'll deflect it because that's who you are. But Karen Pritchard, it's just great job. Just a wonderful job you're doing there. Thank you for all the work you're doing with this. And I hope people respond and just flood you with things.
Thanks so much. And thanks for having me this morning. Say hi to Janet
for me. I will indeed. Thank you very much. Karen Pritchard, Janet's 8th grade teacher at St. Matthew's. I mean, this is just pure love, helping others that are definitely in need. And doing it because that's what she believes. That's her faith. The Daily Bread Soup Kitchen, again, what did she say? 116
for the Knapsack, 116 North 1st Street. And you just ring the bell there in the alley. Someone will come out between 9 a.m. and noon. Essentially, if you travel, get the travel size on a lot of these items, it's super easy to do. Even at a gas station, you can pick up some extra things.
Just go to Dollar General and do an arm sweep and just get a bunch of stuff and spend $50.
That's right.
And you're going to, you don't know the impact of stuff like this, but I do know if I'm outside, my feet or hands or head, it's cold. It's so much better to have a little comfort when you got so many issues anyway.
Yeah.
And it's just a kind, loving thing to do. 842 ESPN 93.5.
At Busey Bank, we're proud to connect communities through financial outreach and economic opportunity. Building a stronger, more vibrant community, Busey offers tools and resources to individuals, families, and business owners to achieve financial success. Building strong financial futures, one family, one street, one city at a time. UC Bank, member FDIC. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini.
Crossroads Contractor Supply specializes in the delivery of tools and supplies within a 150-mile radius of Champaign-Urbana. Reliable, timely, and with reasonable prices, Crossroads Contractor Supply knows what equipment and tools are needed for your job. Get the job done right with proper tools and equipment. Did something break? Construction materials, tools, as well as safety equipment, all available at Crossroads Contractor Supply. Visit CrossroadsContractorSupplyIL.com.
This is Eric Boland with Provident Financial Group. Unfortunately, there is no one-size-fits-all retirement plan. Finding the right plan for you depends on many factors. The good news is we can help improve your retirement readiness, whatever your situation. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
All right, check out your sports headlines. 844, Diane.
Go Illini, 7-1 on the season, 1-0 in the Big Ten. Number 20, Illinois, beat number 11, Florida Atlantic, 98-89 yesterday. Marcus Domas, Terrence Shannon Jr. with 33 points each for career highs. Coach Brad Underwood talked after the game.
Coleman's got a knack, and it, for him to hit it down the stretch, you know, game on the line, hit his free throws, and we expect that. But it's still, when you've been out a little bit, and, you know, you miss 2.5 weeks, and it's really nice to see that, and we went to it. You know, we went to the pick and pop with him, with Watt in, and And so it was nice to see him knock that in.
Marcus and Justin have played in a lot of basketball games, but maybe not very many with that many eyeballs or that big bright of lights. Did you learn anything about those two in terms of how they can handle that?
Not afraid. It's that simple. Not afraid. I mean, you're not afraid to go play. The game's played on the court, no matter how many eyeballs or whatever. And some guys get a little fearful, a little nervous, and those guys don't. And Saturday's another challenge in front of a lot of eyeballs there as well. But tonight they were exceptional.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Go Illini. Next up, Tennessee, 11 a.m. on Saturday in Knoxville, Tennessee at number 17. Illinois women in action against Northern Kentucky. A 6 o'clock game tonight, and it spotlights Orange Crush with Foundation Night tonight. Congratulations to Illinois volleyball player Raina Terry. Also, Chloe Bird with the Parkland volleyball team, all getting some postseason awards. When it comes to Big Ten basketball last night, Wisconsin over Michigan State. And you said in Michigan for that game.
I mean, if you're on the home court of Michigan State, who is favored to win the conference, right. I think. I mean, right up there with Purdue, obviously. Purdue's going to be favored. But you go in there and beat them 14 in their own house, that's makes you look at Wisconsin saying, hey, they beat Marquette, you know, in Madison, but we couldn't beat Marquette at our home floor. I mean, maybe Wisconsin's one of the top three or four teams in the Big Ten. It might be.
Indiana beat Michigan 78-75. Bucks over the Knicks 146-122. One of the higher score games in franchise history. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds. That's his 10th double-double this season. Nashville Predators over the Chicago Blackhawks in a shootout. That final was 4-3. That's sports. I'm Diane Ducey.
NBA has some sort of midseason
tournament going on.
No idea.
LA beat Phoenix. So
I don't know anything about it. Johnny
Bucks
said
are in the semifinals.
Pelicans are in.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good for them. I'm watching college basketball
exactly.
Right now and the NFL, but if the NBA is starting a midseason tournament, okay. 8:47. Okay, I clicked the button. I have no idea where everything went.
We could hear more audio from the players and Coach Underwood.
All of our stuff is gone.
What? Did you hit delete instead of play?
No, I just hit a button. And I have no idea. Okay, so we started a new system a month or two ago.
Yes.
And I have no
idea. It's had its challenges.
Idea. No, I just... It just the whole thing disappeared.
Tolono is doing their holiday celebration on the 9th, and from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., there's like a dozen different stops, and we're looking so forward to people hopping shopping, and that's at the Masonic Hall and Town Hall in downtown Tolono. The tree lighting is at 6, and we have a ugly sweater bar crawl in the evening to the 5 Tolono Tavern. So you can learn more on Facebook. And that's always my go-to when I'm stalling right now because I'm all about promoting Tolono.
No, go ahead and go through your thing until I might text somebody. I don't know what I did.
Okay. Even my home parish of St. Patrick's is doing make and take ornaments because we want that to happen when people bring their own ornaments and have that homemade touch on our tree outside the Masonic Hall later in the evening. And they've got donuts and hot cider and hot cocoa for people between 9 and 11. You can shop between 9 and 3, again, downtown Tolono for a couple of stops. We've got model trains at the Tolono Library, and the library is going to host Mary Beth Farms with her horse and carriage
rides. Oh, boy.
Rides.
We had Mary Beth Farms. They were fantastic. Martin was the driver.
Yes.
We had a Clydesdale for the wedding. It
named
was awesome.
Jill. Yeah. And just a great, steady horse and such a big horse. It's just so festive to get those holiday pictures as up to 4 adults climb up in the seats for $40 and get that 15-minute ride. And people can sign up on Facebook to register for those time slots for that. But Santa has the spot at 5:45, and we'll leave the library and wave to everybody around town and then arrive at the Masonic Hall and hop off about 5:55. Unity West Chorus will have some holiday songs for us as we all sing the carols, and everybody can gather around between the police station and the Masonic Lodge and do that tree lighting at 6 o'clock. There's pictures with Santa at the Baptist Church after 1. We've got a winter backdrop at Arbor Rose participating. They have Connie, the photographer, taking holiday pictures, or really winter pictures, so you can come with your family. I think she even said you can bring your pet if they're well-behaved. So nice for Arbor Rose to host people, too. So it's all over town as you also enjoy the nativity play at the Presbyterian Church at 2. You can learn more at the Tolono Fun Day Facebook page.
All right, we'll check Greg's weather one more time here for you this morning. ESPN 93.5.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Vanneville is Saturday. Nice spell of weather temperature-wise for the next couple of 2 or 3 days across the area. Anything but a December feel beginning for the day tomorrow. Next weather system is going to be a widespread rainmaker across our part of the Midwest. A little wraparound effect has some colder air and perhaps a touch of snow in the air come Sunday. Nothing to worry about there. Bit of a downward trend on temperatures back to more seasonal levels and taking home by early next week. Becoming partly sunny for the day today, up around 41, the expected high. Northwest to west breezes on the light side. Shifting southwest, a few clouds and 34 for tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, windy, milder at 54, and a southwest wind 15 to 25 and gusty. 40s tomorrow night, maybe a stray shower early and late in the day on Friday. Partly sunny and 57. Rain for the day on Saturday, the high near 56. 41 with maybe a little rain, snow shower mix for the day on Sunday. 43 on Monday, highs in the upper 30s, and perhaps another snow shower in spots come Tuesday of next week. For Stephen J. Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Solgay.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign onto the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
When you're buying a battery, it's important to look beyond just the price and make sure you're buying a quality battery. So when you're buying one from the big box store, make sure you ask the question, what's the date on this battery? Is it dependable? Sometimes the big box stores have batteries that have been sitting on the shelf for years. Or you can just come to Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable, and buy your battery from the people who only do batteries. Interstate Batteries at 2504 North Madison, Champaign, way out there, but totally worth the drive. How much is dependable worth to you? Interstate Batteries open 6 days a week.
Don't miss your chance to cheer on Fighting Illini basketball this season.
Deafening in here, 15,000, another shutout.
We need all of Illini Nation to help us defend State Farm Center.
And Illinois overcomes their largest deficit of the season.
Great seat locations are still available for you to see Illinois basketball live this season.
The Illini win it!
Get your tickets today at FightingIllini.com.
PDR Automotive has now been serving the Champaign-Urbana area for over 50 years. To give you some perspective, 50 years ago ended the U.S. involvement in the Vietnam War, and it was when Secretariat won the Triple Crown. So what does that mean for you and your vehicle? Whether you need a carburetor overhauled or your new vehicle computer system diagnosed or programmed, PDR Automotive has the experienced, knowledgeable staff that can handle all your automotive needs. Online at PDRauto.com, they are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. All right, what's Luke Goody think of the ball game last night? He'll be on with Lon and Kyle today as Derek Piper's on his way home from Madison Square Garden, New York City. So Luke Goody at 3:30 today on the drive, and they'll have that three-point sharpshooter who's been hitting 46% of the threes. Remember, okay. last year as a team we were like 28.
Yeah.
And Luke Goody is hitting shots, and he's doing it in rhythm, meaning it's with the offense. He's got a good look at it when he takes it. He hit his first shot in the game, which we needed because everything was kind of – there's a lid on kind of the rim for both teams starting out, believe it or not. Low-scoring game early, and then everything exploded. And we were down 49-42 and score 14 straight to get in the lead, and then, of course, they make a run because they're a Final Four team, and Florida Atlantic could not catch the Fighting Illini as we win a very big game because of the people watching, so many people will have an impression of Illinois. It'll be a good one. So that helps us come March, when we hope to do something in March, because that's, that's obviously what people are focused on these days, March. Okay, thank you, Diane.
Enjoy the day.
Don't forget, our Stever offer is at Long Branch Steakhouse. You can go to GoStever.com, try and win $50 to go eat some steak in Gifford with Donnie. Just go to GoStever.com.
If you've never been there before.
Yeah, I did say once a year for you now,
okay,
so we
gotcha.
Spread it out.
Thank you.
Hey, I appreciate you. Thank you for listening to ESPN 93.5. I'm Stevie J. Have a great, wonderful Wednesday.
Tavis Towing reminds all Illini fans, when you're on the road and see lights flashing, move over and use caution passing. Let's all get home safe tonight.
Here's what new customers are saying about Interstate Batteries.
It's nice to see capable and helpful associates. They did a top-notch job.
They were easy to talk to and explained everything.
Service was prompt and I was a walk-in. Total service time was only like 20 minutes. I highly recommend Interstate Batteries.
Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. How much is dependable worth? Experience them for the first time at 2504 North Mattis. Way out there, but worth the drive. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Visit InterstateBatteries.com.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
Jeremiah 29:11 states, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." What a comfort we have in this passage, as the Lord is telling Jeremiah, "I care for you and will take care of you." If you are in despair and think you have no hope, pray to the Lord for guidance. See how your life can be changed and the lives of those around you. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
I'm Justin Eich, co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground.
So, Justin, tell me what you see as typical when it comes to sewer repair. Give me a scenario.
Your sewer's backed up and somebody comes along and says, you need this repair for X amount of dollars. Here's my price. And you don't think to go looking for another company or a second opinion because you don't feel like you have time.
So is it possible you might get charged a little more because it's kind of a desperate moment? Do some companies do that?
Oh, absolutely they will. They know you're in a pinch. Typically, if you call us, me or Will can be out there within an hour to look at that problem for you. Whether you call me first or you call me second, make sure you give me a call.
Anything else, Justin?
You can always trust Fred's.
Great to know. Thank you. That's Justin Eich, the co-owner of Fred's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Electric, and Underground. If you want more information about this great 45-year family-owned company, just go to fredscu.com. That's fredscu.com.
During challenging times, family and health come first. This is Starla Carr with Provident Financial Group. Many of us have spent the past year feeling a little bit out of control. There are steps you can take to help plan for a better financial future. Now is the time to take action and create a financial plan that's right for you. Contact us today at 217-366-3456 or find us online at providentfinancialgroupllc.com.
Securities and advisory services offered through Commonwealth Financial Network, member FINRA, SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
Want unbeatable prices on your next furniture purchase, but also seeking that local hometown feel? Look no further than Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola. Customers rave about their friendly, established staff, as well as their great selection, amazing prices, and second-to-none delivery service. They're a third-generation local business, and they've always got your best interests at heart. Find the look you love for less. Open 9 to 5 Monday through Saturday, but always available online at KelseyFurniture.com. That's KelseyFurniture.com.
During this holiday season, Cunningham Children's Home and each child, adult, and family we've served this year would like to express our appreciation to the Champaign-Urbana community for your support of our mission to see every child thrive. Join Cunningham Children's Home for the 4th annual Luminaries of Hope and Live Nativity, December 8th and 9th. Drive through our campus in Urbana to experience the holiday magic as hundreds of luminaries light your way to the live nativity. Learn more about Luminaries of Hope at cunninghamhome.org. Cunningham Children's Home. Hope begins here.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign, Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.